Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we board the Catching a Wave time machine for the week of December 22nd, 1962, to hear a few of the songs in the top 40 for KFWB Los Angeles. Beth Riley has an extra sweet tune in Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. And we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got tunes from Underwater Bosses, The Green Reflectors, Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, The Surfer Jets, The Beths, The Surfer Knots, Tijuana Panthers, Urban's Hotel, and The Thundertones, The Destroyers, Humonga Donga, and still there is more. June 21st is the official first day of summer, so let's kick it off with this hot live track, and it's a Catching a Wave exclusive. This is the only place you'll hear this. It was recorded during the show they released their Live at the Good Theater album. It's their cover of Dick Dale's version of Miserloo. Our pals, Lucky 757.
We'll be right back.
From their latest album, 10,000 Ways to Die, The Destroyers, and Go Go Ghoul. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's the B-side to their Banzai Washout single on Recording Industries Corporation label and appeared on the album Fun, Fun, Fun. It's a studio band consisting of not only future Beach Boys member Bruce Johnston, as well as Wrecking Crew members Hal Blaine, Jerry Cole, Steve Douglas, Leon Russell, Billy Strange, and Tommy Tedesco. We'll have the answer and the song coming up later, but right now from the album Halfway to 80, it's the Tijuana Panthers and Helping Hand.
I guess that makes it official. It's summer, all right.
Now, let's play out some summer hits. Summer hits.
Thank you. This is Frankie from the Volcanics, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the latest from the Volcanics from their upcoming album on High Tide Recordings called Concrete Carver. That's releasing July 29th, and the single Volcanic Stomp. Also in the mix, the latest from Urban Zotel and the Thundertones from the single Go Surfin'. That was Thunderbeat. Up next from their latest Roller Fink album on High Tide Recordings as well, this is The Surfajettes and Salty Sister.
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Surfajettes, and you're listening to awesome surf tunes on Catching a Wave with my good pal, Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you. Hi, this is Liz from the Beths, and you're listening to our buddy Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Surfers up!
Sun outside. It's not what I
the Surfanauts and Godfather from their self-titled EP. Also before that, the Beths and the single A Real Thing. We'll hear from another Beth, Beth Riley, in just a moment. Our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is coming up later this hour. It's the B-side to their Banzai Washout single on Recording Industries Corporation label and appeared on the full album titled Fun, Fun, Fun. It's a studio band consisting of not only future Beach Boys member Bruce Johnston, but also Wrecking Crew members such as Hal Blaine, Jerry Cole, Steve Douglas, Leon Russell, Billy Strange, and Tommy Tedesco. How about that for a band? The answer and the song coming up later. But right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1970 album, Sunflower. It was written by Brian Wilson and Carl Wilson and features Carl on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Our Sweet Love. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
I thought about a summer day and how the time just floats away. Pretty things like incense and flowers, I wanna make them part of our sweet love. Could last forever. Our sweet love could last forever. I thought about a winter night and how I'd like to hold you tight. Candlelight, a wonderful fire, but we can make them part of our sweet love. Honey, it's heaven.
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard Stereophonic, Space Sound Unlimited from their flawless Miss Drake album, and Something Comes Crawling. June 21st officially kicks off summer, although it's summer all year round here. And to help celebrate, here's a new mix from the Super Deluxe Edition of the project called Sounds of Summer, released June 17th. 6 LPs, 3 CDs, 80 songs total, plus Brian Wilson's 80th birthday is June 20th. Happy birthday to you, Brian. Here's a new mix of the song he and Roger Christian wrote in 1963, The Beach Boys. This is Shutdown.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, I feel injected stingray in a 413. Revving up our engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
We'll be right back.
from their album Cool Rides and Poolsides, brand new from the Green Reflectors, and the tune Bonneville Blast. Speaking of blast, time to board the Catchin' a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible, the flux capacitor.
Aboard the Catchin' a Wave time machine, no worries. Your surfboards are safely stowed in the back. We're setting our destination for the week ending December 22nd, 1962 to hear some tunes on the Top 40 Survey from radio station KFWB in Los Angeles, California. Coming in at number 40, this Southern California band had their biggest hit with this one, but had a huge influence on many artists. At number 40 for the week ending December 22nd, 1962, it's the Rumblers and Boss. You're strapped in the Catchin' a Wave time machine, and we're at our destination for the week of December 22nd, 1962. And we're hearing some of the songs on the Top 40 Survey from radio station KFWB in Los Angeles, California. Coming in at number 8, a guitar legend. Certainly was a top artist at this time. The Beach Boys covered some of his songs on their Surfing USA album and even used to open up for him early on. Coming in at number 8, it's the late great Dick Dale and Peppermint Man.
Mr. Peppermint Man. Every girl he loved, now he left her in rain.
This is the Catch and Wave Time Machine, and we're about to hear the number one song on the Top 40 survey from radio station KFWB in Los Angeles, California, for the week of December 22, 1962. It was produced by Phil Spector, arranged by Jack Nitzsche. Featured Bobby Sheen on lead vocals and backing vocals by Darlene Love and Fanita James of the girl group The Blossoms, and backed by, yet again, members of The Wrecking Crew. At number one, for the week ending December 22, 1962, for radio station KFWB, it's Bob B. Sox and the Blue Jeans, with a cover of the Disney classic Zip-a-Dee-Doo-Dah.
This song is number one. Number one. Number one.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catchin' a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. It's time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is the B-side to their Banzai Washout single on Recording Industries Corporation label and appeared on the full album titled Fun Fun Fun. It's a studio band, which happened a lot during this time period, consisting of not only future Beach Boys member Bruce Johnston, as well as Wrecking Crew members Hal Blaine, Jerry Cole, Steve Douglas, Leon Russell, Billy Strange, and Tommy Tedesco. This is the Catalinas and Beach Walkin' on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Thank you. Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jim and James Riley.
Hey, this is Stefan from Humangadanga, and you're listening to our friend Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Increase power to maximum. We are going through.
We'll be right back.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. That's Man or Astroman from their 1995 album Project Infinity. Be on the lookout for new tunes from them soon. Before that, Humonga Danga and Rocket Rodeo from their EP Watusi Peak. And we also heard Underwater Bosses in the mix and Beach Moles. Fun video to that one as well. From their latest album, The Night Divides the Ride. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.